Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. We are talking with Amy Millar. This is episode 2 out of 3 in this three-part series. In the previous episode, we got to know who Amy is, what her vegan story is, what her experience was when she made the shift into vegan. So if you want to learn all about that, she had a good experience, really good experience. Learn more about that. She was one of the lucky ones. I didn't have such a good experience. But the reason we're talking to her is because she's got an insanely amazing physique. She is an NPC bikini champion. And in this episode, she's going to reveal exactly what she eats, how she eats, to look and feel the way she does. So let's go ahead and welcome back Amy Millar.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Amy. Let's break down your nutrition. I want to know on a daily basis, what do you eat? Tell me what you eat on a meal-to-meal basis, what you drink on a meal-to-meal basis. If you use any supplements, share that as well. Tell us how much you're eating of everything. Let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, perfect. So for the most part, I'm big into the smoothies, and that's because of you and Brooke. So I do drink the entire jug of my Vitamix. I have a whole jug full of smoothie each day.
Okay, so let's go over the smoothie recipe, because there's a lot of folks that have not joined smoothieshred.com, so they don't have the recipes. If you want the recipes that maybe Amy is talking about, or the recipes we share, it's 100% free. You don't even need to put your email address in. Just go to smoothieshred.com and all the recipes are right there. So Amy, can you tell us what's in your smoothie?
For sure. So I have 75% spinach or greens. My favorite is spinach just because it's less bitter tasting than kale.
I agree.
75% spinach. And then I have like 25% fat and fruit. So I like to change it up like week to week just so it doesn't get boring. I usually have spinach as my base. But then I'll have, a handful of flax seeds, a couple of bananas, either mango or pineapple. Those are two of my favorites. Or peaches. Blueberries are, again, a staple for me. So I'll do 75%, fill the blender 75%. And then I'll put probably like half a cup to a cup of unsweetened vanilla almond milk. And then I'll add, a handful of either chia seeds or flax seeds. Sometimes I throw some hemp seeds in there, and then, whatever fruit for flavoring. So I'll do, about a cup of blueberries, maybe a couple bananas. Sometimes I'll throw like a date in there to sweeten it. But that's basically what it comes down to. And they're delicious. It's like drinking dessert. And then sometimes I also add, I don't believe we need to take supplements, but I do take a scoop of protein powder in one full jug. And that's usually just a vegan, that's just Sprouts brand. I actually am a fan of one scoop of protein powder in there, and it's vanilla. And it just makes it really nice and creamy. And it gives you, a little bit of extra protein for building muscle. So I don't think that it's essential. I don't think that we need it, because I do believe we need a lot less protein than we've been told. But I just throw it in there for mostly flavor, to be honest. But it's good for muscle gains, too. So that's pretty much it.
What kind of protein is it? Not the brand, but what is the source of protein in there?
I don't have it right in front of me, but it's like pea protein. I think there's rice protein in there. I don't have the jug right in front of me, but it's a blend of a whole bunch of vegan protein.
Okay, no worries. I know a lot of people are going to want to ask. They want to know, what kind is it? Is it pea? Is it rice? Is it hemp?
Yeah.
No problem. So you said it's Sprouts?
Brand.
So it's generic Sprouts. The benefit of that is like, it's going to be super cheap. And the cool thing about protein is, like, really, you can't screw up protein that badly. So it's and obviously it's working for you. So that's your smoothie, and you're filling up a whole Vitamix blender, which is like over 70 ounces worth of smoothie at this point.
Yeah, it's all of my clients that I train, they all kind of laugh at me, because I've got them on the smoothies as well, but they don't drink quite as much as I do. But I have my big giant mason jar. And I, you know, I carry that around with me. People just like look at me strange.
Okay, so
like,
you're not drinking the whole Vitamix first thing when you wake up in the morning?
No, I'm not. In fact, one of the methods that I use for my training is I use intermittent fasting, which has worked very well for me. And for those of you that don't know what that is, it's simply an eating pattern where you just delay your eating. You still eat the same amount of calories, the same amount of food in a day. You just have a smaller window to eat it in. And it's really good for staying lean. So I eat a little bit later in the day. I don't have breakfast. And then the first meal that I eat is after typically my workout or my fasted training. And then that will be my smoothie or part of my smoothie. About half of it.
So you drink part of your smoothie and you're doing this intermittent fasting. You, Chad Byers and Will Tucker.
Yeah. Will Tucker,
are
yeah.
Big time intermittent fasting. Will's not even, I don't even think Will eats anything anymore. Last time I talked to him, we did an interview and he was just down to one meal a day. I think he's literally down to nothing. He's just literally living off of prana, life force energy. And he's like, and I swear to God, I'm going to have an interview with him. He's like, yo, Thomas, man, I'm not even drinking water now. I'm not even eating food. I'm just breathing and I'm getting bigger. I don't get it. My lifts are getting stronger.
I just absorb energy from the sun.
It's weird, man. I haven't tried it yet. I don't think I...
Oh, you should. It's
well,
great. And
all right.
Like,
no, I take that back.
Work.
You know, when I did an interview with Chad Byers, yeah, he's got this whole thing where he eats all of his stuff within like an 8-hour period. And the thing I got out of that, and I did that in my last big muscle transformation. I was like, really? And I did an interview with Derek Treesize. Not that he's an intermittent faster, but he was also like one of those guys that worked out on an empty stomach, not for any other reason than it was just like that was his schedule worked out. He didn't want to get up earlier to make his food to go work out.
Right.
So,
right.
But he was winning first place in contests. So like I tried it, couldn't believe it. I didn't have to, I could get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and not eat until 11. And I did freaking great on that.
Yeah. It's fantastic. It's a time saver and, your body adapts. Like it's really good for staying lean. It's something that I'm going to continue with probably for the rest of my life. I mean, there's the odd day that I don't do it. But I think it's good for us to be, you know, not digesting all the time. It takes a lot of energy for your body to be digesting. So
what time do you typically
also,
get up in the morning? So we can get an idea of
how
long. Yeah, what time do you get up? So we have an idea of how long you're fasting.
I typically, it varies day to day if I have clients. But my window is basically, and I'm not super strict with it. Like if I eat a little bit later at night one night, then I'll just push it back the next day. But so I'll typically stop eating around 8 p.m., 9 p.m., sometimes 10 p.m., depending if I have a yoga class or something. And then I'll just push it back to either, you know, 1, 2, sometimes 3. And then sometimes the day gets away on me, much like Will Tucker. And I'll eat, you know, two meals, my smoothie within like a few hours. But that it works for me. So, and I think it would work for everybody. I mean, your body seems to adapt. So
what time do you get up in the morning?
I get up in the morning, usually 6:30.
Okay. So 6:30. And then your first meal is usually what time?
Sometimes 2:00. It just depends on the night before. It depends on how I'm feeling, or when I've worked out, because I make sure that I don't have my smoothie until I've worked out, because
so you
I now
eat anything until like 6 hours after you wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I'm not even hungry. That's the thing. Like I've tried explaining this to some of my clients and they're like, no, like I need my brain power. I'm like, no, you're more on it. Like you think quicker, you're faster on your feet, like you're not like bogged down, your body's not digesting, so you have all this energy. It's crazy. Like it's people think I'm like hopped up on coffee or something, but it's just this is how I am. So it's a great tool.
It's fascinating.
In the beginning, just to clarify, and I tell anybody that I recommend this to, is you are going to be hungry and probably a little grumpy or hangry. So just know what you're in for and give it a good solid 2 weeks. And before you know it, like you're not even hungry. Like that whole breakfast thing is like, and breakfast is one of my favorite meals in terms of like having like the tofu scramble or whatever. Right. But I just eat it later in the day. So if you still have the same amount of food, you're not depriving yourself or starving yourself. You just have a smaller window. As long as you get all your calories and your food in, you're good to go. It's amazing. I love it. It's a great tool. So
right.
Highly recommend
so,
it.
Same amount of food. You're just shoving it in a nice short little window, which is
yes.
cool. That's worked. Yeah. That worked. It worked for me too. I was able to build a lot
yep.
of muscle doing that and just realize
yep.
like, wow, this is so convenient. It's super convenient.
Yeah.
You can be so much more flexible with your eating. So
right.
Is the smoothie the only thing you're having as your first meal?
No, God, no. I have quite a hefty appetite. So actually people bug me a lot about it. But yeah, I'll have my big smoothie. And sometimes I'll actually drink that smoothie all at once. And that, cause you just absorb it so quickly. It kind of depends on how I'm feeling again, but I always have my full, my giant mason jar smoothie. And then I'll typically have, depending on the day, 2 or 3 large meals. You know, it just varies. Like, one day it could be, you know, like I always try to throw my healthy greens in there. Just unlimited amount. I'll put, you know, greens as the base, and then I'll put, you know, a bunch of lentils or quinoa, and then I'll just have like steamed vegetables or beans. And then like some fresh vegetables, like cut up cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, avocado, cilantro, I'm a huge fan of. I put that on a lot of my food. But yeah, just creating dishes with all of these staples, like sweet potatoes, the Japanese sweet potatoes, like the starchier stuff for muscle building. Yeah, it just depends on the day. I'm a big fan of the, I think it's called Explore Asia brand of like the Azuki bean spaghettis. And the black bean spaghettis, they're loaded with protein and they're so good. Yeah, I don't actually eat rice for no reason. I just prefer quinoa. I guess I have some rice in form of like if I have some Thai food and the noodles are made of rice noodles or the rice paper, the fresh rice rolls or whatever they're called that are so yummy with the tofu. But yeah, I usually fill my fridge and have things pre-made so that it's easy and convenient. And then I just throw it in a pot and heat things up. So it's just,
are you measuring any of this stuff out? Are you counting
no.
any macros, any calories, anything
no.
like that?
No, I don't. I'm very intuitive with my eating, and I know people have to kind of learn their bodies. So obviously like when I'm working with a client, I give them, you know, numbers to work with, like certain amount or whatever, just in the beginning so they can kind of get used to it. But after a while, you know when you're hungry and you know what your body needs, and you just tune into it and listen. And I have the smoothie. I always make sure I get my greens and my smoothie in first so I nourish my body. And then after that, I just eat whole foods. Like, you know, I'm working out, I'm training hard. I'm not going to deprive myself. And it's working. So, again, it's in the results, right? So
that's
and
your
it's
first
for
meal.
My clients. Pardon me?
So that's your first meal.
Yeah. My first meal.
That's a huge
the
amount of
food. Smoothie
is
the first thing. Yeah. The smoothie is the first thing I take in. And I go hard when I eat, like when I pile food on a plate, like it's like a mountain. It's like, it's not like, oh, I'm going to measure this out. And, no, it's depending on if I'm, you know, my workout, if I'm doing like a fat burning day or a muscle building day, like you guys have taught, then that depends on the kind of foods that I eat. Like I eat a little bit less if I'm doing a fat burning day. Like you don't want to be, you know, as you say, uncomfortable fullness or until
yeah.
satisfaction. It's really easy to gauge because you know when you're like, okay, I'm satisfied, like I can stop eating now. And then, you know, when you're like, oh, I'm just going to keep eating anyways, like you suck yourself silly. And then you're like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. Like it's really easy to gauge when you use that. So that's what I do, is I just listen to my body. I don't really weigh or count calories. I have a general idea of, like, you know, I'm around 2000 calories plus or minus, but that's it. Like, I just listen to my body.
All right. So fill the bowl, eat to fullness, drink your smoothie.
There you go.
All right. Yep. So that's the first meal. What's the second meal to eat?
Again, it would probably be something similar. I'm really big into, I really like the Thai food. I also just like as snacks, like having fruit. I'm really big into, you know, like, nuts for a snack, like trail mix or almonds. I love cashews, for a fat. But yeah, the meals, they're similar. They're just different. And like, so say one's, quinoa and beans and sweet potatoes. The next one will be like, you know, like lentils and, you know, carrots, or like, I just change up the vegetables, but I have the same type of dish, if that makes sense.
So I'm noticing that all the foods that you're mentioning, they're just super, these are super high carby foods.
Yeah. Yeah. They're whole food and they're like starchy vegetables. That's for, I mostly eat those when I'm, you know, doing my weightlifting and calisthenics and stuff like that. So, and then I eat more of the tofus and the tempehs and the more cruciferous vegetables on my fat burning days when I'm doing like high intervals and plyometrics and stuff more to get your heart rate up.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So that's your second. Now, what are you drinking besides the smoothie?
Water. I just drink, well, I love water. So I drink, I try to drink a gallon a day. Sometimes I come close. Sometimes, you know, I need to work on it, but that's what I shoot for. I have a giant canteen that I carry around and it's half a gallon. So I know that, you know, I have to drink, two of those a day. But water, I just love drinking water. In the morning, I always have, a lemon water, just some lemon squeezed into it. It helps to alkalize your body and just like rejuvenate you and help start your day. So, yeah, that's basically it. I have the lemon water in the morning and then, oh, sometimes I drink kombucha because I love kombucha. I'm a big fan of it. So it's good after a big, big meal. I just love having a, you know, like a grape divine kombucha, and it just, yeah, the probiotics and everything, it's great. So that's pretty much it. I don't really drink anything else. It's just water. I love water. So.
And let's move into your third meal.
Third meal. Well, sometimes, mostly it's two meals, but if I have a third meal, sometimes I'll have, you know, if it's a muscle building day, I'll have, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or, yeah, like a wrap or something, something along those lines. And that's only if it's a resistance training day. Like,
is there a special kind of bread that you're using?
Ezekiel bread. Yeah. Or sprouted grains.
Sprouted grains. And I'm guessing natural peanut butter.
Yeah, all natural peanut butter, of course. I try not to get anything like too processed, but I also do love my, like, you know, I have like, I believe in moderation and having junk food and stuff. I'm kind of a veggie grill junkie. So when I do decide to eat, not badly, but I mean, there's worse things that you can eat. It's all relative, but I do enjoy, you know, once a week or so going to Veggie Grill and getting their plant-based burgers and stuff like that. So, and then I use those as my gain days. I eat a ton of food and I work out for it. So it all balances out.
If you're listening and you don't know what Veggie Grill is, it's a it's a vegan fast food chain in Southern California that was named the number one best fast food restaurant in Orange County. And it is just one of my favorite restaurants of all time. It's a great place to get just amazingly delicious vegan junk food. And there's also really healthy food there. I get the all-hail kale salad every time I go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just like the bad stuff there. I'm like, if I'm going to Veggie Grill, I'm doing it up. Have you had their new Beyond Beef burger, Thomas?
No, I always get the Santa Fe fake chicken wrap, and I get an all hail kale salad with the blackened fake chicken, and I always get an order of the buffalo wings. freaking
Oh, me too. Those
so
are
addictive.
awesome. They're so good. It's the
Yep.
problem.
Yeah, I'll spend
For sure.
$45 just on my own meal every time I go there.
Totally. I feel you.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So
Yeah,
you
so
break up your
that's pretty.
days. You've got these up days and down days. You got muscle building days and you've got fat loss days.
Yes. Yeah.
So it sounds
Yeah.
like your nutrition on your muscle building days is the really starchy, carby foods. You're eating a lot of bowls. And
Right.
then on your fat loss days, you're eating more of the pure protein sources like tofu, tempeh,
Right.
and your carbohydrate choices are primarily vegetables, especially cruciferous vegetables. Am I
Right.
right about that?
Exactly. Yes, because food is fuel, so you have to fuel your body in according to what you're doing that day. You know, so if you're looking to shred the fat, you want to do higher intensity, workouts. You want to get your heart rate up. You want to do cardio, plyometrics, stuff like that. And then you want to eat more, like you want to eat less food, obviously, like closer to a deficit, and have the tofu and the tempeh and the protein sources with the cruciferous vegetables and big salads and stuff like that. And then yeah, on the muscle days, you want to do, the starchier carbs, the rice and the quinoas and the stuff like that. And because you need the materials to build, right? So, so what I find that method works very, very well. And you don't feel deprived when you do it either, because you still get to eat the things that you want. Especially on, like, I look forward to muscle building days because I love working out and I love eating. So it's like a win-win, right?
Now, there's going to be
So,
so many people jumping for joy when they see what you look like, and then they realize, oh my gosh, I can have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Yeah,
yeah,
it's a
you just
big
gotta do it
deal.
on your muscle day. Yeah, totally. So,
It's really a big deal to be able to eat those kind of foods that most people would feel like it's taboo or they're avoiding and they think it's going to be detrimental. But you're using it to your advantage.
right, exactly. It's just learning. It's understanding food and how it can work for you. Because it is, it's fuel, right? It's a lot of people, I mean, we use it to entertain and for social and this and that. But if you combine it, one of the things that you guys teach is like taking Thanksgiving and making it a game day. So you can make it work for you, absolutely. And you don't have to miss out. So it's a wonderful method.
Awesome. Are there any supplements? You mentioned you don't really believe you need supplements, but do you take any supplements?
I take B12 just as an insurance policy.
Do you take it in pill form or is it strictly from the nooch?
It's the That's awesome. I'm totally gonna call it that now. I do eat a lot of the nooch, but I take the is it the liquid form that you put under your tongue, is and sometimes I think I have a bottle kicking around of just the tablets that dissolve under your tongue as well. So I just take those whenever I remember, and just as a backup, just to be sure. So I've never actually had my levels tested. I probably should, but I mean, I feel healthy, I feel energetic, I feel good. So
All right, so if I've got
yeah,
this
so
right,
that.
you start so basically you're cramped, you're getting by on 2 meals a day within an 8 hour window that starts usually around like 1 or 2 o'clock and then ends around 9 or 10 o'clock.
Between 8 and 10, it totally just depends on how late my yoga class goes. If I go to a yoga class or if I get home. If I get home, I stop eating earlier, like at 8. But it just
Two
depends
meals a
on the
day.
clients that I have. And like I said, I'm not super strict with it. Like if I have a yoga class and then I eat later after that, then I push it back the next day and I don't eat till about 2 or 3.
It's
So
just so
I
convenient to, and
totally.
it's just so great
It's
to know
easy. Yeah,
that
it's
anybody could
easy.
have that you can maintain a champion physique on just 2 meals a day and not even have your first meal until the afternoon. That is such
Yeah.
a big deal, especially anybody who's working a full-time job. Because you know what the
Right.
biggest objection that a lot of people give is, I just don't have the time. I don't have the time to do meal
Right.
prep. I don't have the time to eat all the meals. And now we can tell people that, look, you just need two meals. And in fact, one of those meals, you only need one meal at work, and then the other one when you get home, and you're done for the whole day.
Yeah.
And you can look amazing. And
And to be honest, like, I'm the type of person, like, I love my food. Instead of having a whole bunch of little small, like, chipmunk meals, like, I feel so satisfied when I sit down, even when I'm on a fat loss day, and I have a huge plate of food in front of me, and, like, you know, it's all good, whole, wholesome food, but I feel satisfied when I eat a nice big plate of food, as opposed to, like, you know, eating, like, little tiny portion here. Everybody's different. I mean, if that works for you, great, but, it's so much more convenient this way. You're not having to worry about like six meals a day. Like you're just done. And you feel great and you feel satisfied. So.
I love it. I built an enormous amount of muscle on just three meals a day. And I didn't start until 11 o'clock in the morning, which is the latest I've ever eaten anything. I couldn't believe how well it worked. It was so convenient. And to know that you could do it on two meals a day, that's even cooler. So you can't go wrong. You don't need to be eating all the time. That's just so great.
No.
Amy,
sure.
Do you have anything else that you want to share in regards to nutrition?
There was actually something I forgot. I do take, in the morning, I take about 2 tablespoons with a little bit of water of apple cider vinegar. It just kind of energizes you and gets your tummy feeling good. So I do that in the morning, if that would be considered a supplement. But that's pretty much it. And then I do the protein powders in my smoothies. Again, mostly just for flavor. I know I'm still getting enough protein from my food. It just makes it nice and creamy and it tastes good and it helps with muscle gains. So that's pretty much it. I always make sure I have the smoothies. It's very rare that I don't have a smoothie. Even like if I go camping or anything like that, I plan to like, I bring some with me, or there's an outlet somewhere and I bring stuff with my blender. You know, I'm big on getting the smoothies in, and then just lots of whole foods and like big bowls and just get creative, throw stuff together, just, you know, make a bunch of stuff, some quinoa, some, you know, lentils, sweet potatoes, vegetables, like steam them and like keep them all in the fridge and then just throw them all into a pot and like just make different creations. It doesn't have to be boring. Yeah, it's so yummy.
You kind of gave like a little template for a recipe right there. Before we end this episode, can you share just one super easy, super fast favorite go-to recipe of any of the meals that you make?
Yeah, sure. So like a Thai dish that I always make is I bake some tofu. And then I make with almond butter and ginger. I'm trying to remember the other things that I put in it. Ginger, tamarind sauce, which is like a form of soy sauce, I believe, reduced sodium. And I, you know, mix it all together, and then I use that as a sauce for the tempeh, or sorry, the tofu. I bake the tofu in the oven at 400 for 30 minutes, and then I marinate it in that sauce. And then I throw a bunch of noodles together, and I cook it with green onions, you know, like Asian style vegetables, and it's super, super yummy. And it's like a Thai dish. It's delicious.
Oh my goodness.
So that's one of my go-to dishes. Yeah, it's really good. So, and then whatever noodles, they have so many options for like Thai noodles as well. There's like brown rice, there's regular rice. And even if you wanted to like get more protein, you could do like the Explore Asia brand. There's so many options, and it's just picking and choosing what tastes best to you and what works best for you. So
my four-year-old Alex just loves noodles and he loves tofu. I mean, that would just be a perfect dish for him. We got to try making that. It sounds really good. Folks, you are listening to Amy Millar. In the next episode, she's going to go over her whole workout routine. We're going to break it down day by day, rep by rep, exercise by exercise, set by set. So you can understand exactly what you got to do and the type of work that you have to put in to get a physique, a champion physique like she has on a 100% vegan diet. Thanks so much, Amy. Let's hook back up on the next episode so we can go over your workout routine. Everyone, if you haven't already, make sure that you join our incredible community of support, our Smoothie Shred group. Just go to smoothieshred.com. Sign up for free. We've got free resources on that website, which you don't even need to sign up or put an email address for to get. There's some training videos on there already, just ready to go, all for you. All of our smoothie recipes that we use, including the ones that some of the ones that Amy uses to design hers, they're all there as well, all for you, 100% for free. And most of the stuff you don't even need to give us your email for. But if you want to stay updated on what's going on, what we're doing, new transformation stuff that we're putting out, then just join the challenge. It's totally free. It puts you on our list. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, and we'll continue this conversation on the next episode. This is Thomas Tadlock, your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.